You're listening to Cheapnified, podcasting 12 floors up the lovely city of Newark. This is your host, Mishy. Hey, it is April 15, 2006, and you're listening to the fifth episode of Cheapnified. This is Mishy once again. So, I'm going to start the show by letting you know a little bit about myself, but I'm going to run through this quickly. I'm not going to go in-depth, but if you have specific questions that you would like to ask me, then go ahead and email me. The address is cheapnified@gmail.com, or you can also write your questions in the comment section of the site, which is at cheapnified.podomatic.com. All right. Let's see, I'm a Filipino. I was born in the Philippines, in Manila, but I grew up in Bacolod City, which is in the Visayas region, and I think I talked about this in the very first episode. So I know two languages. The one is Tagalog, which is the national language, I guess, of the Philippines, and then I also know Ilonggo, which is another dialect, which is commonly heard in the Visayas region, but mostly around Negros Occidental. Alright, let's see. I'm in college, but I'm in my senior year. I should be graduating this year. I also work, and lately, I just recently changed positions at work, so now it's like going to the gym, because I do a lot of lifting, and I also walk around a lot, and basically, I'm standing up all day, but I don't work in retail. Most people would probably assume that I'm working for retail, but I'm not. I used to work for Victoria's Secret like a few years back, and there's a lot of good memories and bad memories also with that. I'll share that with you on the next episode. Alright, what else? What do I do during my free time? I watch anime. I'm a big fan of anime. I collect a lot of the DVD box sets. I also like playing Halo. I think you already know that from hearing the previous episodes. I am also into Korean, Japanese, and Taiwanese dramas or movies. Also some Hong Kong flicks or Chinese kung fu movies and stuff. I watch a lot of these dramas, really. If you are into any of the Asian dramas, let me know, like, we could talk about it and stuff. I really, really like them. I do buy a lot of the DVDs as well. And what else? I'm into podcasting, as you can tell, but before I started podcasting, I listened to a lot of podcasts, and the top three faves of mine are The Cine Gang, which is a Filipino podcast. You can check them out at cine-gang.com. Another one is Otaku Generation, otakugeneration.net. They talk a lot about anime, and they have like awesome guests, and they also talk about J-pop stuff and other tech stuff, you know, for otakus. I also listen to Mondays, and it's a really, really funny show. You gotta just check it out to hear for yourself. It's at mondays.pwop. .com. It's pwop, as in P-W-O-P. Also, I like cooking a lot, which brings us to the segment you're asking about, probably, like, do we have any hunting missions on this episode, Mishy? And yes, we do. So this time, it's our feathered friends, Chick-Chick-Chick-Con. They're everywhere. Yes, they are. I'm not lying. Where you at, huh? Oh, well, in Newark, New Jersey, you can find one lounging about near your doorstep, uh-huh. Which is why you're not gonna need your loincloth and spear. Oh, I know, you've grown to love them that you wear your loincloth every day now, huh? And you feel naked if you don't carry your spear with you? I know the feeling, so don't feel too bad. But you're not gonna need them, so blow them a kiss goodbye and fly to Newark NJ. We have the best free-range chickens in the world. Yes, in the world. So, Mishy, can I visit you when I get there? No. Okay, moving on. There's a procedure you need to follow when you're hunting chickens. It's called TPP. This was formerly known as TPK, but after a lot of hate mail from the FUCK or Feathered Friends Anonymous Club, aka FFFAC, I was forced to change the last word to something less explicit. So TPP stands for Trap, Pet, Put to Sleep. But how can you trap a chicken? You know, there's that joke that begins with, why did a chicken cross the road? You know who made that joke? The guy who lost 50 bucks to me after I got the chicken to go to the other side and then perform TPP on it. You don't need to lure the chicken from across the road. Most likely, there's one standing next to you already. Trapping is basically taking the chicken. It's that easy. Just pick up the damn bird. Then, pet the chicken. This makes the bird happy and yummier when cooked. So, Mishy, does this mean I have to defeather the chicken after I put it to sleep? Yes, you lazy ass, unless you have a thing for feathers. Keep that info to yourself, though. That's a minus 100 bogey points for you, buddy. Bogey, by the way, is Tagalog for handsome. Okay, so before we continue, here's a short Tagalog lesson. Say this word after me. Bogey. Bogey. It means handsome. Now, using it in a sentence. Ang pogi ko. Ang pogi ko. Or, I'm handsome. Alright, now, back to the chicken. Now that you have your chicken naked, deboned, and ready for cooking, what is this recipe called? Ginataang manok. Ginataan means cooked with coconut milk, and manok is chicken. This is my own personal recipe, by the way. Okay, here's the ingredients. 1 pound boneless chicken breast cut into bite-sized pieces, 1 can coconut milk, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon pepper, 3 tablespoons fish sauce or patis, 3 tablespoons lemon juice, 1 small onion chopped, 2 cups Brussels sprouts sliced. You heat the oil in a shallow pot, drop the chicken pieces, add salt and pepper, add onions, stir fry until the chicken pieces are medium brown, add fish sauce and lemon juice, mix well, add Brussels sprouts, pour coconut milk, simmer until sauce thickens and sprouts are tender. This is slow cooking, folks. Takes about 45 minutes to an hour for sauce to thicken up. Then serve with steamed white rice, no Uncle Ben's. Alright, it's a good time to take a break.
Okay, so the translation is, what do you hear when
a dog hits a wall or something?
Okay. And it's
dog. No. It's dog.
Dog.
Dog. And then after dog, he goes ow 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 ow.
Why is he blind? Why did he hit the wall?
Yeah, but they have ghetto like that, okay?
Oh,
I'm
free.
Like Snoop Dogg, okay?
Yeah, you're my dog. You're my dog.
Join Lotte, Snow Bunny, and Q podcasting at taralets.net, where y'all are dog.
Hello, I'm
Insert Your Name.
And you're listening to
Insert Name of Show.
And now I'd just like to say
Insert Funny Ad-Libbed Comment.
OtakuGeneration.net, letting you see how crazy we really are. Catch us every Wednesday for news, reviews, and stuff you can use for the otaku in you.
Send me your promos at cheapified@gmail.com. And now it is time for reviews. So I'm reviewing an anime movie called Shin Angyo Onshi. This movie was adapted from a Korean manga that was authored by Young Kyung Il and Yoon In Won. The director of the movie, though, is Hongo Mitsuru, and design was made by Takahashi Hideki. So basically, the language is in Japanese, but the story did originate from a Korean author. So the description of the anime, I got it from animeinfo.com. It says, in an old country, Jushin, there were secret personnel called Angyo Onshi, or in Korean, Amen Osa. They were dispatched by the king and went around the local region secretly. They accused the governor of misgovernment and saved the common people. However, Jushin was ruined. Munsu, who was an Angyo Onshi, was wandering in the turbulent ages. Numerous wicked guys and monsters were attacking him. He was wielding a mahai, which was an evidence of being an Angyo Onshi. With the help of a guardian, Sandu, he was looking for the truth. What he was looking for was the man who destroyed Ju Shin. The movie is not bad. The story, I think, is good, pretty solid. And the character designs are good. The art is really good, in my opinion. Nothing new, really, but just very sharp and just pretty to look at. The music, they have an ending song by BoA called My Name. And BoA is a Korean artist who also sings Japanese songs. She's very popular in Korea and Japan. And also in almost or most Asian countries. If you're looking for a movie with a little bit of action, some sorcery involved, and pretty good art, then you should check out Shin Angyo Onshi. Although the ending of the movie is a little bit weird, kind of like the movie didn't end and you're hoping for a sequel, but I'm not sure if they are going to make one or if eventually it's going to turn into an anime series instead. It would not be surprising if it does become an anime series, since the story looks like it could just continue, since Munsu is basically on a journey with his bodyguard. And there's a lot more to the story than what the description. I am giving this movie 3 out of 5 hunks. Okay, there's a lot of things that you can learn from video games, it seems. So I'm not gonna make a top 10. I'm just gonna mention some things that I have learned from playing video games. And here they are. Button smashing makes people look like idiots. Playing Pocket Fighter makes me look like an idiot. Losing to a button smasher makes you look like an idiot. Lotion does not help calluses. A raccoon is cute until the little bastard starts forcing you to do errands for him. Oh my god, watch out, the zombies are after you! Crazy Spanish-speaking people are scarier than zombies. Harvest Moon has taught me that much like real life, flowers and fruits are not enough for girls these days. The gangbanging begins when you start calling me a bitch. And lastly, I am God. Drop your weapon. You don't deserve it. Alright, for the next portion of the show is Name That Tune. The last episode, Obet was the one who figured out the song title and artist. It's actually from Apache Indians, and the song is called Ragamuffin Girl. Whoever guesses the song clip right gets to tell me what song gets to be played next. So here is Abed's pick. Whoever guesses the song and the artist right first gets to pick the next song I play. Again, that's the rules. If nobody guesses it right, then I'm choosing the song again. So before I leave, here's our listener survey. Other uses for your loincloth. So give me some creative answers or what you really use your loincloth for. Also, do you have an anime or movie that you want a review of? Is there a recipe that you want me to talk about? And for other comments and or feedback, you can email me at chipnified@gmail.com. Visit the website at chipnified.podomatic.com and leave me a voicemail at 206-666-3742 or use the audio link on the site. This is it for tonight. Thank you for listening. This has been Mishy.